Hey, quick thought today. What are you currently holding your agency or your current media buyer accountable for? And do you know how to ask the right questions? The number one thing in traditional marketing is a post-buy, especially in the TV realm and in the sometimes obviously in the radio realm, and a lot of times in radio. Especially if you're doing radio right with live reads with the DJ in shows, you need to be understanding what those endorsements are getting you and how long each radio check is. So listening to them, making sure you're getting full because you should get make goods back. The other thing with TV, a lot of people are spending a lot of money on TV, which is fine. If you've got the budget to do it, do it. But there's obviously a lot of efficiencies that you can get from it. And you don't want to just flood the market, and you want to. There's two main things that your traditional agency and your media buyers need to be working on. Number one is a 30-minute separation, which is completely normal. And lately in our market, as of right now, you know, I do watch some regular TV with, especially from live sporting events and an occasional movie or two on cable, things of that nature. And that's what my generation's more or less watching on TV, not anything else, not news or all that crap. We get our news from Facebook. So, not to get into that, but you need to understand two things. And the questions you need to ask are very simple. What is my current run rate? You can go further into that by saying, you know, what's our post-buy look like? What is our current run rate? What does that tell you? That tells you exactly what your agency is currently doing based on price negotiations. Because if they aren't worried about your run rate, they aren't negotiating price down. Then the other situation is very simple. We are in a political time frame. So in TV, things can be pushed very quickly. Okay? So, and the way political works is they can put in for the lowest common denominator, and it can push your spot out. So, I mean, a lot of times an efficient schedule right now in a political time, in my current location, in anybody's current location in political times, an efficient schedule should be running at 70 to 80%. Do you know why? The reason is very simple. Your agency and media buyer is properly negotiating the spots. Now, and properly, you know, trying to get the best deal for each specific spot possible. So every now and again, they're going to get overrun by a political ad. That's normal, and that should be happening. The question you should have is, where are my make goods going? Are the make goods happening? And then how, you know, what's going on with them? Are we getting our proper efficiency back? What's your run rate goal? Okay, most agencies run at like 95%, okay? So, and are shooting for 95%, but some of them don't negotiate. You know, if they're not looking for a post-buy, if they're not understanding where the make goods need to happen, if they aren't spending your money in the best way possible, they're probably not that good of an agency for you. Okay, so be cognizant of that. From a digital realm, it's very interesting. Cost efficiencies are based on, you know, how demographics, targeting, understanding what the CPM is, and what the discounts are based on who the vendor is. So your agencies are typically running through specific vendors, i.e. whether it be directly through Facebook or directly with the media vendors or directly with somebody like Gannett, Cox, or who else is in this area that's running it? There's quite a few more, but the biggest ones in my area are Cox and Gannett, right? Now, they can get you discounts based on total quantity. Agencies take that and they piece it, right? They're contacting different vendors to make sure they're getting the best deal possible. And then, obviously, you know, it's no secret, Mad Men situation, they're charging you 50% on the top. Right, and then they're trying to get the best efficient schedule possible, with the most, you know, return back. Well, if you're dealing directly with a vendor and they're offering you, you know, pretty much everything in one hit, a lot of times you can get a bulk discount. So that's a good way to not have to do it. Now, remember, you're still getting hit with, you know, rate card rates from the vendor. You're still getting hit with a rate card rate from your agency if they're not properly negotiating these spots. So a lot of times by the time something gets out to market or your spend gets out to market, you're spending, you know, almost 40% margin on the marketing that you're running. So you're, the only actual marketing you're running is 60% of what you're currently doing. So you're running 60% of your current spend in actual marketing, in actual media dollars. Okay? So you need to understand that. All the fees or all the charges and everything else count. The interesting thing that most of your big boys will do, especially agency fulfillment houses and different things of that nature, is they will basically discount their fees, especially in a large buy. So let's say you have, you know, a $30,000 buy and they'll discount 30%. Well, if they're discounting 30% and then they charge 30% over the top, you're basically coming out even and you roughly have $30,000 worth of marketing spend, worth of media actual spend coming through. So those are the efficiencies that you can get running directly. Now, obviously, directly means that you're going to lose you know, some of the media planning abilities, maybe some of these different things. That's the things that you need to talk to when you're working with a direct rep, right? What are they willing to plan out for you, just like an agency? How can they pull everything together and complement each specific tactic to make sure that it's running properly? And how willing are they to work with you on a regular basis to optimize? So optimization should be happening all the time, and if you think you can just turn away from it, you're wrong. You need to hold everybody accountable. You have to have a general understanding of what's going on, and you need to be moving it forward. Now, when we're dealing with radio, it's very simple. You can, you know, do some understanding checks, live checks, and or making sure your rotators are running, understanding the post-buy analysis on that. And then understanding where your current run rate is and how do you get make goods. Make goods happen. Make goods are normal in advertising. And honestly, if you do not have make goods happening, you're not running your campaign efficiently. Because that means that you're paying well above what you should be paying and nothing's ever getting taken down, basically. So you're paying enough to never have that issue where more than likely you're paying more than either at rate card rate or almost more, and you're basically buying a car at full list price without even asking for a few thousand dollars off. And nobody does that because typically, I mean, I can get at least $500 off, $1,000 off of a car. Yes, it may be only 5% or 6% or whatever the hell it is. It doesn't matter. You can still get it. So when you're choosing your marketing agency or direct rep or everything correctly, just know these little things going in. If they're not prepared to give you the proper knowledge from a traditional agency, they're not prepared to give you the proper reporting from a digital agency. Now, digital's getting very interesting. Obviously, everything's continuing to moving. I know in our situation, we're moving everything to Data Studio, so everything's as live as it possibly can. Now we update, you know, bi-monthly tactics on a regular basis, but live things that we can port directly, we do. That way you understand exactly what's going on, and then we use, now most of our company doesn't, but instead of our proprietary dashboards, a lot of times most of our reporting is coming out of Google Analytics because it is a neutral site. Neutral to Google. But at least they understand that the numbers on our side, the numbers on their side, and the numbers on Google's side interact with each other. That way they have the best transparency possible moving forward. It's that simple. And then we continue to modify as we go to make sure everything needs to move. There's always going to be efficiencies. There's always going to be a lot of different ways to skin a cat. But if you can get it there and you're working with somebody that can get you past the point of just surface level data, that's extremely relevant in today's time when all this data is available and we're still trying to get a handle on really how to report it, how to push it, how to all put it together. But understand that the data's there. So use it. Traditional, it hasn't changed. It's very simple. It's all based on ratings. It's all based on current buy efficiency. And it's all based on making sure that your spots are running, and they're running on time, and they're running exactly where they need to be, and they've got 30-minute separation between the two, so you have that audience separation. All right. It's another installment. Thanks, guys. Yeah.